Tuesday morning, and I, Brother Martin, about to worry me to death, calling me. You know, are you going to come? How much was your ticket? By the way, it's $3,945. For my ticket. I ain't stupid, man. But no, really, and I promised him I was coming. I had surgery, my colonoscopy, and I've had some problems. But I'm just dying to get out of this world. And so, God's grace is still sufficient. I just turned 71 in February. Last Sunday, my wife and I have been married for 50 years. 25 years of happy marriage. 25 out of 50 isn't that bad. Are you married? Yeah. Now, when we were married 40 years, I said to her, honey, I think I'll get rid of you and get me 220s. She said, you're not wired for 220. I didn't speak to her for 3 days. Well, you don't want to know anything about me. I want to tell you about my Savior. I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God. I was saved in 1961. I was involved in the civil rights down south and all that. Like Louis Farrakhan, that was me. For Louis Farrakhan needed the Lord. And I was a black militant in the Presbyterian Church, studying to become a Roman Catholic. I was a smorgasbord. It's funny. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad. Nobody ever witnessed to me. Right where I live in the subdivision, the fundamental independent Baptist church is all around me. And I've been in my house for 45 years. And not one time has a fundamental independent Baptist knocked on my door and told me about Christ. And we talk about we love the Lord. No, we just talking, that's all. We talk and we don't really love him, because when we love him, we'll do what he said. Turn with me to the book of Ruth. That's where all the clean pages are in your Bible. In Judges chapter 21 and verse 25, it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Sound familiar? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the time that we have allotted to us, I pray you bless. Bring glory and honor to yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. The theme of the message is, don't go down to Moab. You know the story about the Moabites, where they came from. Lot's two daughters got him drunk. One had a child, his name was Moab. The other was Ammi. And God had said concerning the Moabites, you're not supposed to take them in among yourselves. We find today that we got a lot of people that are taking in any and everybody. The thing that really bothers me as a preacher, I've been preaching for 40 years, I'm still a novice, is that Christians are trying to get along, Bible-believing Christians trying to get along with everybody. Yeah. Now, I'm going to call some names, whether you like it or not. Promise keepers, I don't like that. We got good, fundamental, independent Baptists aligned with the Mormons, the seven-day disadvantages, the Jehovah's false witnesses, and trying to get along, and they say, let's not have doctrine, let's just love. Brother, if there's no doctrine, there is no love. Get that straight. You ought to separate yourself from the world and worldliness and religion unto the Lord Jesus Christ. It goes with the territory. I used to think of it because you were black, fundamental independent Baptist. Somebody asked me, why do you have a handicap sticker on your car? I said, because I'm a black, fundamental independent Baptist. And that's a handicap. Believe me, that is just, I found it to make it what color you are if you're fundamental independent Baptist. That goes with the territory. Especially if you stick with the old authorized 1611 King James. That's me, brother. That's me. Don't bring me HIV and NIV. Ain't no difference. There ain't no difference between the two as far as I'm concerned. Folks are arguing about the original autograph. Who wouldn't know the original autograph? He slapped them in the face. From a Greek and Hebrew. I know a Greek and a Hebrew. I know a Greek that owns a restaurant on McDonald Road and Military Highway, and I know a Jew that owns a junkyard. So I know Greek and Hebrew, so don't bring me that stuff. My problem is English. Understanding the King English and practicing it. Notice what it says here. And it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. I want you to notice this. There was a famine, a time of testing. When you find in the Bible, famine is a time of testing. God allows tests to come. I don't like them, but I know that God used them. Read the book of James. James tells us about these times that come in our life. I don't like them. I'm being honest. I told God that. I don't like this stuff that's happening to me. But I love you, and I want to do what you have me to do. And that's the thing that makes all the difference. They moved. They were in Bethlehem, Judah, house of bread and praise, right where God had placed them. And a time of testing came, and they moved. Hey, maybe some of you guys are planning on moving from where you are, so somebody would appreciate you and your ministry or whatever. If they gave you what you're worth, they'd shoot you. You want to go someplace. You know what? When I left Norfolk International Airport yesterday morning and got on that plane, I had to bring me with me. I couldn't leave me behind and come here. When you go someplace else, the folk don't know you. Oh, it's great to see you, Brother Earl. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they get to know you, and they don't like you there either. You know, it goes with the territory. Just don't take it personal. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Not only is he giving you half you believe on him, but to suffer for his sake. That goes with it. I've been going through more things, trouble and tests and all that. I don't like it. You don't want to look like me. I'm only 26 years old. But God knows what he's doing. He uses these things to cause us to grow. Notice here. Here's a family intact. The mom, the dad, and the two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech. My God is king. And the name of his wife, Naomi, pleasant. And the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion of Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came unto the country of Moab and continued there. I want you to notice this. They left on account of famine. In verse 2, they continued there. In verse 3, and Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. They move on account of bread and the breadwinner, but the first one that dies is the breadwinner, the husband. And she was left and her two sons, and they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwell there about 10 years. Notice it. They continued there. And then they stayed there about 10 years. You know what they did? They took them heathen wives. Fellas, I don't care how good she looks, how sweet she talks. Run the other way if she's not saved. If she's not willing to serve the Lord, leave her alone. Now, you don't have to listen. I know people don't do that. They do what they want to do. I've met them down through the years. This guy just had to have this girl, and he got her. Even in Bible colleges. Everybody that goes to Bible college is not saved, brother. They get married. They're in a hurry. She wants to get a PhD, putting hubby through. 5 years later, after they're married, two or three children, they are divorced and separated. You know, like I say, I'm glad I couldn't go to Bible college. Good. They wouldn't let me come. On account of race situation now in the South, they wouldn't let me go. But you don't stop God. I still learned, man. When I got to Bible college 12 years later, they wouldn't know where did I go, how I learned. I said, you guys never heard of the Trinity? Father, Son, the Holy Spirit taught me. I took Bible correspondence from Moody Bible Institute. Listened to good preachers on the radio, Oliver Reed Green, Charles Fuller, Donald Gray Barnhouse, all of these greats, M.R.D. Hunt. I sat by the radio and I got paid for that, working for the government, and got paid for listening to radio 8 hours a day.
That's what I did. And then when I got to the Bible college, 12 years later, they let me come. They want to know, where does black guy come from? Where did he learn? I said, I learned, but the Lord taught me. They started hanging labels on what God had already taught me. I didn't know what soteriology was, eschatology, and anthropology. I thought it was stuff you put on your grits. I didn't know. But I realized what they were teaching, God had already taught me, and I used to run down to the bathroom and get in the bathroom and stuff paper towels in my mouth and go, hey, Brother Earl, what's wrong with you? You got a physical problem? I said, no, I'm down in the hall rejoicing what God's doing in my life. So stay in here. We need some of that in here. Rejoicing in the Lord. Look at, because what God had done, the famine, God sent the famine. They dwelt about 10 years, and Mala and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left with her two sons and her husband. Breadwinner died. Where? Moab. Not where God put it, Bethlehem and Judah. Husband died, two sons died, and they married heathen girls. That's a no-no. Don't do that, fellas. Don't do that, please. You see, if you're a child of God and you marry a woman that's a child of the devil, then your father-in-law will come live with you anytime you get ready. Some of y'all to get that later on. It's all right. Okay. Notice what she did. She was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose and her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard of the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Where? Bethlehem, Judah, not Moab. I don't know how she heard, but God always fixes so you can hear when God's blessed in place that you left from. Maybe God let you leave so he could bless. Maybe you were the trouble so he got rid of you and started to bless. Then you learn and you decide to come back. No, look at this further. Wherefore, she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. She's saying to them, in essence, go back. Now, here's a child of God telling these two heathen girls, there's not, I'm a child of God. I can't help you and can't help myself. Go back into heathenism. Die and go to hell without Christ. Are you like that? You can't help anybody? You just that foul up out of fellowship with God? With a bad attitude? Or whatever? You see, remember this? The person that caused you more trouble than anybody in the building is sitting right there in your clothes. It's you, brother. How about in your home, your family, with your wife and kids? They're yours. Don't tell them how dumb and stupid they are. Consider their parents. The ship never flies too far away from the block. Don't tell your wife what she could have been if you hadn't married her, or vice versa. I've been married 50 years. I can't believe it. 50 years. Where'd the years go? I don't know. I woke up one morning and there we were. Fell on Mother's Day, my wedding anniversary on Mother's Day. Oh boy. Prior to that Friday was her birthday. Father's a Mother's Day, and then my daughter's birthday is Monday. Oh boy, I'm in trouble. I need a co-signer for the month of May. And before my mother died, her birthday was the same as my wife. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate you doing that for me. Kind of ease it up a little bit. But she said, I can't help you. to go back. Isn't that sad that a child of God can't help somebody? I've had people to get in touch with me to lead one of their friends and run it to the Lord, and they didn't do it. I don't care how long you've been saved. If you've been saved for 5 minutes, you could tell somebody else how to get saved. Listen, if you left home, you know the way back there. You can tell somebody else how to get to your house, can't you? If you're saved, you can tell somebody how to get saved. I was at an airport, and this lady pushed me in a wheelchair all across the street. I gave her a good offering. I gave her a tract. I asked what she saved. You know what she said to me? I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I don't think I'm saved. I hope so. I said, old lady, please, take this gospel tract. Get alone, get quiet, and read it, and ask God to open your understanding. She's a Sunday school teacher and not even saved. What is she teaching? How many people are like that? How many folk in our churches are not saved? Let me ask you something. How many of you here are saved? I don't take it for granted because you're here. No, the devil shows up too, you know. I'm glad he got enough respect for the preaching of the Word of God to show up. She's telling him to go back. I can't do anything for you. I can't help you. But I like what Ruth said to her. Notice this. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go a path. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge a place. Thy people shall be my people, and the God, thy God, my God. I want you to notice this for the sake of time. I'm going to quit. I want you to notice in verse 20, she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, the Lord had brought me home again empty. Well, she knew who it was, didn't you? You don't have to ask what's wrong with me when you're out of fellowship with God. You know what's wrong with you. Just be plain honest. Seems like the heavens are made of bread. You can't get a prayer through. You don't have to. You know what it is. What's wrong with me? That's the trouble. You've already answered your own question. Me. That's what's wrong. I went out full, the Lord brought me home again. I want you to notice this. And the Almighty hath afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite is her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem Judah and began to barley harvest. I want you to notice in verse 1, same book. Now when it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. They left in time of famine. In verse 22, they came back the beginning of barley harvest. Beloved, when you and I get out of sorts with God and we get back where we ought to be, there's always harvest time. Started in time of famine, wound up in time of harvest. I ask you a question as I close. Is this time of famine with you or barley harvest with you? You can answer that question more than anybody else. You know full well whether or not you're in the time of harvest in your life, in your ministry, or whatever, or this time of famine. Father, thank you so much for this time. I know your word would not return to your void. I pray you use it for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.